Hello!
Welcome to Teletoons with Megan Clough. Good morning, Bloomington.
I just ran so far to get here. I was like, I had to park because I was like, oh, I'm not making it by my foot. So, oh man, oh man. Well, today, as you might know, because we've been posting about it and I've been sending people messages about it, we are doing Phineas and Ferb today. So this is the theme song, but the extended version. Today's gonna be a great day by Bowling for Soup.
There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow will likely be a million and six times better. So make every minute count, jump up, jump in, and seize the day. And let's make sure that in every single possible way, today is gonna be a great day. Crossing the tundra or building a roller coaster, skiing down a mountain of beans. Devising a system for remembering everything or synchronizing submarines. Racing chariots, taming tiger sharks, constructing a portal to Mars. Building a time machine, stretching a rubber tree or wailing away on guitars. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow be a great day.
It'd be great.
This could possibly be the best day ever. Today is gonna be a great day. This could possibly be the best day ever.
That was Material Girl by Madonna.
Yes. I actually think that song just kind of gives Phineas and Ferb as well. Like, the songs that they have in it are so similar to that, but Chloe wanted to tell us about Phineas and Ferb.
So, if you don't know the show, it came out in 2007 on Disney Channel. It is a cartoon about two brothers. They're actually stepbrothers, which... one of my favorite things about the show is they, like, just, like, refer to each other as brothers and they're not, like, stepbrothers. Like,
yeah, well, they also were brothers, like, when they were, like, kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I do love it. I love it so much.
So it's Phineas and Ferb Fletcher, or wait. It's
Phineas
Flynn and Ferb Fletcher.
There it is.
Because Ferb has a different
family. But his dad married Phineas's mom. Phineas and Candace's mom.
Yes.
Yes.
But they're just all a big, happy family. And so the point of the show is basically that Phineas and Ferb basically just like to invent things. They're very smart. They're kind of like prodigies.
Yep.
They are inventors. Every day, they and their friends will get together and just like invent a new gadget.
New like event, new thing. They build a roller coaster. They build winter and summer. And they call it Swinter. And every single day, Phineas is like, Ferb, I know what we're going to do today. And they have lines that they drop over and over again. Another one is like, I'm chewing gum. From a construction agency, we'll be like, aren't you too young to be building a roller coaster? He's like, yes, I am.
Yes, we are.
And they have a little pet named Perry.
The platypus.
Perry the platypus. And while the boys are getting up to no good, Perry is fighting evil, Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Perry is secretly a spy for this, like, underground spy agency that employs animals.
And only animals. And when they wear hats, they are secret agents.
And they go off to fight evil. And Dr. Doofenshmirtz is this, like, older, like, kind of just, like, he has a really raspy voice. He's so funny.
Yeah, I love Dr. So Heinz Doofenshmirtz. I love him.
He's so baby girl.
Oh, my gosh. And while Phineas and Ferb have a sister named Candace, mm-hmm. who's, like, her main goal of the whole show is just to bust her brothers. And every mm-hmm. single time she finally is about to tell on them, their mom enters the room, their whatever it is magically disappears.
And it's always Dr. Doofenshmirtz's invention, like, because Dr. Doofenshmirtz will have an innator that mm-hmm. he makes every day, and his innator, his evil scheme will cause
the boys to disappear.
It's such a cool concept. Like,
it is. But did you watch the movie?
I did watch the movie.
The movie, they actually meet up. And oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch of lore because Lindana, Phineas's mom, dated Dr. Doofenshmirtz when they were like teens. And Phineas's head is shaped very similarly to Heinz Doofenshmirtz's. Yeah. And so people suspect that they are. Because also, oh my gosh!
Because they have the like inventor.
Yes.
Like,
because they have inventor tendencies. So does Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, we figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, this next song. This next song is by Phineas and the Ferb Tones. It's Getcha Getcha Goo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ferbettes. I'm Phineas and this is Ferb, and we're gonna sing a song.
Wow, chicka, bow, wow. That's what my baby says. Mow, mow, mow. And my heart starts pumping. Chicka, chicka, chew, wow. Never gonna stop. Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you.
My baby's got her own way of talking. Whenever she says something sweet. And she knows it's my world, she's a rockin'. But my vocabulary's incomplete. And though it may sound confusing, sometimes I wish you'd give it to me straight. But I never feel like I'm losing.
Losing.
When I take the time to translate,
here's what I'm talking about.
Bow, chicken, bow, wow.
That's what my baby says.
Mow, mow, mow.
And my heart starts pumping.
Oh, chicka, chicka, chew, wow.
Never gonna stop.
Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you. Well, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
But I think I'm getting through.
I think I'm getting through.
Cause when I say I love you,
when I say I love you,
she says I getcha, getcha, goo you too.
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 Don't need a dictionary. Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
That's what my baby says.
Mow, mow, mow.
And my heart starts pumping.
Chicka, chicka, chew, wow.
Never gonna stop.
Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you. I said a bow, chicka, bow, wow.
That's what my baby says.
Mow, mow, mow.
And my heart starts pumping.
Chicka, chicka, chew, never gonna stop. Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you. Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you. Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you, baby, 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 baby,
baby.
Getcha, getcha, goo means that I love you.
So, yeah, that was Getcha, Getcha, Goo by Phineas and the Ferb Tones.
I love that song.
I love that song.
It's so cute. Okay, so what character do you think you are? And who's
I was
your favorite character?
Fearful that you were going to ask me this because I have no idea. Because part of me is Candace because I'm like,
loud and annoying, certainly. But part of me is also, I think I'm also like kind of Phineas because I'm very ambitious. But I don't really have that's my thing, is I'm very ambitious. I'm all talk, you know?
Real.
But I haven't built the roller coaster yet.
You will someday.
I like to think that I am Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
So true.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? I know who you are, first
who
of all.
Am I?
Well, you tell me who you think you are first, and then I'll tell you who you are.
So I think that I'm Candace.
Oh!
Like, fully, because the thing you just said, which also, I don't think you're annoying, but also, like, I relate to that because I'm like, oh, I'm so loud and annoying. And it's like, when I want to do something, I will be so annoying about it. And if it's like, I have this, because she's like, I'm going to bust my brothers. And it's like, if I am like, I'm going to do this thing today, and it's the thing that I need to do.
That is what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm
going to
do. And everyone else is going to get annoyed with me. Everyone else is tired of it. Because the funniest part is, like, the mom doesn't even care. And I think in, like, the last episode, she finds out, like, that they built something, and she's like, oh, this is cool. And Candace is like, huh? What?
Wait, the whole time? I think that you are Vanessa, which is crazy that you think you're Candace, because I feel like they're, like, such opposites. But I think you're also just, like, because you give cool girl vibes. So, but also, like, if you guys would see Chloe, like, she literally looks like Vanessa, too.
My coworker, before coming here, just told me I look like Vanessa.
Yeah, hello.
But she also was like, but you don't act like Vanessa, because she's very chill, and, like, she's very annoyed, and she's very, like, she's very, like, maybe as a teenager.
I feel like she's just annoyed with her dad. Because every time, everything, like, when she dates Ferb, fun fact. When she is, like, with Ferb, she's like, this is really cool. Like, she is, like, chill. But I wouldn't say that she just doesn't care. I think she's just like, oh, come on, dad. Oh, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is her dad. So, for those who didn't know.
Maybe I'll be Vanessa in delusions.
Maybe.
In my fantasies.
Well, this next song, I just think, it's not from Phineas and Ferb, but I just think it's so the Phineas and Ferb vibe. The idea of freedom. This is The Great Escape by Boys Like Girls.
Paper bags and plastic hearts. All our belongings and shopping carts.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was The Great Escape by Boys Like Girls. I just love, love, love that song so, so much. Me and my best friend love that song, and we really want to sing it sometime, but, you know, she's not listening right now. She's on Chicago time. She's probably still asleep, but...
Fake.
Yeah.
Loser.
My whole family's on Chicago time. Gabby, what's up? Whatever.
If you don't listen, you're fake.
Yeah, sorry. You're a fake fan. But, this next song is...
This is inspired by Vanessa,
sorry.
Who we were just talking about.
Chloe's very passionate about this next thing that she's about to tell you.
So, okay. I love Vanessa. One thing about her...
Don't get me wrong. Like,
so when I was picking the songs, like, the whole thing from the show is everyone calls Vanessa goth. Everyone says Vanessa is goth. And low-key, I feel like she is what made me... She made me who I am because I looked up to her style, her attitude, like everything about her so much. But truthfully, to be a little nitpicky,
go on,
knowing about subcultures, she's not actually goth.
I don't mean to step on your toes here, but she is not goth.
They call her goth throughout the entire show, but I mean, okay, not to say that she's not actually goth.
But she's, wait, say what you said.
I said she gives more mall goth.
Mall goth.
She wears a lot of black, but she doesn't really do the traditional hair, traditional makeup. She does go to, like, a goth rave at one point in the show that her dad, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, goes to. I haven't seen the episode, so I can't say if they actually played goth music.
No, it was just, like, oomps,
oomps, oomps. Like, synths.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, me, yeah. But, that doesn't really matter. But when picking out songs for the show, I was like, should I do... an actual, like, goth song, but then I decided to do something that was a little more, giving a little more Vanessa, a little more just, like, teenage, angsty girl. She's very angsty, she's very annoyed with her dad, but, yeah, I love Vanessa. So this is Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
It's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car. And you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. And you take what you get and you talk.
lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me why do you have to go and make things so complicated? And seeing the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you pray and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me you're never gonna find your thing. Hello, hello. Why do you have to go and make things so complicated?
That was Complicated by Avril Lavigne. If you are just tuning in, this is Telly Tunes with Megan Clow on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
And today we are doing Phineas and Ferb. I have been gushing about this when the songs are playing. I love Phineas and Ferb so much.
That's so real.
I just love it.
This
I just love it.
Definitely like my childhood show. Like every morning, like watch it with my siblings in the summer type vibe.
I love it. This next song I picked for the little character Isabella.
She has a
big crush on Phineas, and she's a what is her line that she says?
What you doing?
There it is.
That was good.
That was good. Oh my gosh. But so she is she always shows up and she's like, "Hi, what you doing?" And she has a big crush on Phineas. And so this is my song for Isabella. This is when he sees me from Waitress.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most is what if so that when he sees me, I want him to.
Don't you think you're being a little, I mean, maybe just a tad.
I'm not defensive. I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating. Why? A certain suitor stands in line. I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to in your life. I could end up a miserable wife. Sorry, girls, but he could be criminal. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it?
someone who when he sees me wants to again.
That was When He Sees Me from Waitress. I love that musical. I haven't heard every single song, but like
me neither.
The ones I have heard, bangers.
Bangers.
Speaking of bangers, this show has a lot of them. So mm-hmm. like this time we decided to kind of pick a few more songs actually from the show.
Yes.
Not like just inspired by. And it has a very fire soundtrack. A lot of talented people working on this.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
I'm not actually sure the artists, like, names of the people singing, but this is from the Love Handle episode.
Yes. I also have another Love Handle, which I love the name of their band. It's so funny. But,
me
yes.
too. I didn't get it when I was younger, and my parents would always laugh. Also, wait, speaking of parents, shout out to my mom, Lisa, because I wanted to drop the full name. But I won't.
I was like, yeah.
Because she, if this show was her idea today,
I
was asking, like, I was talking about, like, what shows we might do, and she was like, do Phineas and Ferb, and I told Megan, and Megan was automatically like,
yes, I love this show.
So,
thank you, Lisa.
Shout out Mama Cronkrey. This is, the character names are Phineas and Sherman. This is Ain't Got Rhythm.
Don't have rhythm, but listen what you're doing right there. With that stamp and a book, you got a real nice hook. Sounds to me like you got rhythm to spare.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've got as much rhythm as that chair. What happened to me was a tragedy, but I don't have to be a millionaire. Look, I got a sweet deal going on here. I got all the books that I can read. All these sweet old ladies in this carpet from the 80s. What more could a librarian need? Besides, I ain't got rhythm. No, I ain't got rhythm. Said I ain't got rhythm. I ain't got rhythm.
You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. Don't you see what you were doing right then? That's a wicked groove you were starting to move. Mister, you got rhythm times 10.
I think perhaps that you're not listening. I find it tedious to repeat. It's no big drum. I just can't keep time. I'm telling you. Beat. I don't need my bass on t-shirt or hit a power chord guitar. They were screaming my name, I guess it's a shame, but I don't need to be a rock star. Besides, I ain't got rhythm. No, I ain't got rhythm. Said I ain't got rhythm. I ain't got rhythm. I ain't got rhythm.
Sounds like rhythm
no,
to me.
No, I ain't got rhythm.
Seems like they
said
all agree.
I ain't got rhythm.
But you're late. It's time for you to rock
a brand new generation. Gonna rock a brand new generation. Because I ain't got rhythm.
Would you just go join the band?
That was Ain't Got Rhythm from Phineas and Ferb.
Ow, ow, ow! Those of you who are just now tuning in, we are Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Radio. Make sure to check out other B-Side shows.
Yes.
But today is our Phineas and Ferb show, and this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. So, we already talked about her a little bit. Isabella. I kind of picked this song inspired by her. She's just really cute. She has just, like, such a big crush on Phineas. He's so oblivious the entire time, like he just does not realize.
She
literally, like, they animate her with hearts in her eyes. My favorite thing about Phineas and Ferb is they break the
third wall.
Listen, it's so early.
They break the first wall and the second wall and the third and the fourth.
They break the fourth wall all the time. So, like, a character at some point references, like, dude, have you not noticed Isabella's in love with you? Her eyes literally turn into hearts when she looks at you. So this is Crush by Tessa Violet.
I can't focus on what needs to get done. I'm on notice, open that shit or run. You think I'm tepid, but I'm misdiagnosed. Cause I'm a stalker, I seen all of your posts. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. You make it difficult to not overthink. And when I'm with you, I turn all shades of pink. I wanna touch you, but don't wanna be weird. It's such a rush, I'm thinking wish you were here. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, now. But I could be a crush, I could throw you for a rush. I'm hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch. Touch. I could be a crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island in my Brooklyn in vacation. Touch. I could be a crush.
Sorry.
I fill my calendar with stuff I can do. Maybe if I'm busy, it could keep me from you. And I'm pretending you ain't been on my mind. But I took an interest in the things that you like. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. But I could be a crush, like, so you fall for a rush, like, hoping to text me so I can tell you I've been thinking about you. Crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island with my brother in vacation. Touch. I could be a crush. And yeah, it's true that I'm a little bit intense, right? But can you blame me when you keep me on the fence, like? And I've been waiting, hoping that you'd wanna text like.
That's what I was born to do.
And yeah, it's true that I'm a little bit intense, right? But can you blame me when you keep me on the fence, like? And I've been waiting, hoping that you'd wanna text like. Ugh. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. But I could be a crush, like, throw you for a rush, like, hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like, touch. I could be a crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island in my Brooklyn in vacation. Touch. I could be a crush.
Sorry.
That was Crush by Tessa Violet. That was a very like lovey-dovey song. That song also could apply to Candace.
Yeah, because she loves Jeremy.
She is a lover girl. That's why I also think I'm Candace, because she's such a lover girl, and she's such an anxious lover girl. She's like, does Jeremy hate me? Jeremy!
Yeah, I love her. I was thinking that on my way over here, too. I was like, we're probably going to talk about the characters, and like, I might say I'm Isabella, because like, I also am very like, lover girl, like, I'm so, when I have a crush, I have a crush. My boyfriend knows that. My family knows that about my boyfriend, because you get it. But
Jeremy to your Candace.
Aww. But this next song is Obla Di Obla Da by the Beatles.
Oh,
You get it. I just think that song is so feel good, and it's so Phineas and Ferb because it's like, oh, whatever, you know, just do your thing. But wait, so sorry. Had to get fix things out. But for those of you who are just now tuning in, we are Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Radio.
This next song is a bit of a vibe change.
I love this song.
This, we had to include this song. This song is so, it's so good.
It's like iconic.
And okay, so like about this song. So like Ashley Tisdale plays Candace and she's in High School Musical. She genuinely has like such a good voice. Mm-hmm. And so whenever they give her a song, I
love it.
Eat it up. And so then the girl plays Vanessa is Olivia Olson. She also plays Marceline, the Vampire Queen in Adventure Time. She also has her own music, which I haven't listened to a ton, but I really, really love her voice. And she's
my friend dressed up as Marceline for Halloween.
And did you go as Vanessa for one of the days?
I just said that I did because I was wearing all black and I was wearing boots. I was like, you know what? Okay, yeah, I'll be Vanessa.
That's so real.
So
I do want to do that like one year.
You should because you're so Vanessa.
Thank you. So this next song, you are running out. It's Busted by Candace and Vanessa from Phineas and Ferb.
On you should finally believe. Well, she says it's all just drama, but every bubble's got to pop. She's gonna see just what you're doing, and then you're finally gonna have to stop.
Don't think you're gonna win this time, cause you better believe I'm gonna drop a dime on you.
I'll get ya,
yeah, I'll get ya.
And when I do, you're gonna be busted. I don't wanna put the hurt on you, but you better believe me when I tell you.
There's a new cop on the beat, and I'm bringing down the heat. My eyes are wise to all your lies, cause you're not that discreet. And I don't care what you heard, cause there's one six-letter word. It's gonna set me free.
Gonna set me free.
Starts with a B.
Starts with a B.
Goes B-U-S-T-E-D. You are busted. I don't wanna put the hurt on you, but you better believe me when I tell.
Oh my gosh.
Those songs end so quick. So
they really do. Yeah, we gotta. And we also can't. Never mind. I'm not gonna complain about the audio in here.
Yeah, I really love that song. I think that song is so fun. For context, so we talked about how Candace wants to bust her brothers. Vanessa wants to bust her dad because
so funny.
She wants. Her parents are divorced, but she wants her mom to know that, like, your ex-husband, my dad, is like an evil supervillain.
He is up to no good. He's a bad one, but one nonetheless.
But I feel like he's not like a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy at all.
He just kind of has shenanigans. Like, yeah. His like innators that he'll do are like just like silly things, and Perry will be like, oh no, but it'll be like, he's like, I want to win the chili eating competition.
And like his brother is like the mayor, and everyone loves his oh my gosh, Dr. Dubin Schwartz's backstories are so funny.
It's really sad.
His parents used to make him be the lawn gnome
the garden gnome.
That's what it is. And if he would move, his dad would yell at him. And he tells a story of his birth. Neither of his parents showed up for the day he was born.
Neither of them did.
So,
really tragic.
Yeah, it's so sad. Both of my parents were there when I was born, so I don't know. Really?
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
That doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, no. This next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes, back to Love Handle, which we were talking about. Gotta shout out my dad, Greg, Mr. Gronk Gray, because he recommended this song in kind of like the glam rock kind of Love Handle inspired song. So this is The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
We'll be right back.
and change had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. I said,
The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
It is so Love Handle, and speak of the devil. Wait, what the heck? Sorry. But yes, so we are nearing our end time for our Phineas and Ferb episode.
So sad. We could do another. We could genuinely do a part two just because there's so much music.
So much. I just love this show so much. I feel like just so strongly about this show. This is one of my favorites. Like, this will go down. I gotta write that down, because I have my favorite shows, but this is definitely one of them.
No, real. It's like a childhood classic. It's like a staple.
It really is. Oh, man. This song is by Love Handle. And, this song, the boys, the whole episode we were just talking about, one of the best episodes in television history. Excuse me. The two boys, they're parents' favorite 80s band had broken up, and it was the song that they danced to, like, at their wedding or something like that, and the band had broken up. So Phineas and Ferb, their thing that they do that day is bringing the band back together, and they have a song called "Dude, We're Getting the Band Back Together." And that's where Ain't Got Rhythm came from. He's the, like, is he the rhythm guitarist or is he the drummer?
I think he's the drummer.
Okay, so he's the drummer, and then they go to the main guy who, no, not the main guy. Who's the guy who sings Fabulous?
I'm Fabulous.
I think that might be the lead singer.
I'm Fabulous.
Yeah,
or,
him.
Yeah.
Or the bassist.
Or the, I don't remember all the
whatever.
Members.
We know. But, yeah, so they go through and they're trying to put this band back together for their parents' anniversary, right?
It's so sweet.
It's so freaking cute.
This is the band that they had their first kiss during. They went to their concert and they had their first kiss.
I just absolutely love it.
It's so,
so much. But this is You Snuck Your Way Right Into My Heart by Love Handle.
A wall that you could never break apart. But like a ninja of love, ninja repelling of love. Down from above, you snuck your way right into my heart. Oh yeah. Come on, everybody.
That was Love Handle, You Snuck Your Way Right Into My Heart. Looks like we have a little bit more time than I thought we were going to, so we're going to play one more Phineas and Ferb song. But this will be a good send-off for go on to the rest of your Monday and the rest of your week with this in mind. But next week, you're going to want to tune in to Teletoons with Megan Clow on WIUX B-Side Radio at 10 a.m. on Monday, because we are doing a Battle of the Shows.
Yeah. Yes.
Chloe's going to try to convince me to watch a show that she really likes and I don't really love that much. And I'm going to try to convince her to watch the show that I super, super love and she hasn't seen yet.
Yes.
Should we tell the show that we're going to do?
Yeah, we can tell the shows. I'm going to... Megan actually has beef with my show.
I'm sorry.
I have been in a really big Steven Universe kind of kick right now, so I'm picking Steven Universe.
I am picking... Oh my gosh, I hope my sisters are listening to this because they're going to be like, oh my god, I'm going to do Julie and the Phantoms. Oh my gosh, I love this show. It's for kids.
Yes,
but it's
my show
one.
Is also a kids show.
Okay, excellent.
So
that's
it works
perfect.
Out.
Yeah, it does.
We've done kids shows. We're doing
kids. Yeah, we're doing a kids show again. But yes, I super, super love Julie and the Phantoms, and I'm gonna convince you. But this next and last song is Do Nothing Day from Phineas and Ferb.
Beautiful, kind and gentle and loving and softness and sweetness and candy and gum. Peppermint and pink flowers and bunnies and happy songs we can all hum. Draw a smiley face on the sun. It's fun. Slow down and look around you. Throw your to-do list away. The clouds look like sheep and vice versa. Let's have a do-nothing day. Sunshine, cuddles and puppies, wet noses and safety and laughter and skip to and fro. Holding hands, cherry snow cones and rainbows and no place where we have to go. So we're just gonna go with the flow. Well, you know.
That was Do Nothing Day from Phineas and Ferb. You are listening to WIOX B-Side Internet Radio, Teletoons with Megan Clough. This concludes our Phineas and Ferb episode. Be sure to tune in next week. Have a good day.